This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's our number here. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. And with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. As usual, it has been a busy day of fun activism here in Keene. Had a great crypto meetup today where we are on the cusp of getting another major Keene area business on with accepting AnyPay, which of course is very exciting, accepting cryptocurrency at the point of sale. So that was cool. We had a guy come up from Massachusetts, or as some people call it, Maskachusetts. And when I cracked that joke, he laughed at it. He's a doctor who...
Really?
Yeah, physical...
Is he masky?
No, he's completely anti-mask, and he's like a general practitioner kind
of. But he's a science denier.
Yeah, I made that joke with him too. I said, "Well, the science is settled."
The science is settled.
So he was really.
That's
cool.
What they said about the four elements that made up all matter too: earth, air, fire, and water. The science is settled.
Yeah, they said that a lot of times. So it was cool to have a doctor coming up and saying the things he is saying. He's talking about moving up to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration.
Nice.
You know, he's old enough to retire if he wants to, I'm sure, but he may move up. I don't know if he's going to move his practice up or whatever, but it was super cool.
You got to put me in touch. I'll see if I can get him to join the Live Free or Die project.
Well, next time he comes up, you could be there.
I'll do that.
It could happen. It sounds like he's going to come up sooner rather than later. I think he's coming to next week's meetup. So he's really into it. He really wants to come up and you know, patronize this particular Keene business, which I'm not going to name yet, just because I don't feel like it's the right time. But so he was really excited about being able to go into a place without being hassled. He's been hassled down in Massachusetts by people, you know, for not wearing a mask. People give him a hard time. And he was over in Vermont and got the same hard time from somebody. He says that in Vermont, in order to go into a restaurant, you have to give a name and phone number.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give yours.
Yeah, he gave a fake number to him.
I'd give him Jenny, 8675309.
Was it Jenny that was out of that number?
Jenny, I got your number.
Okay, all right. I suspect Jenny's not there anymore. Somebody else. Somebody you don't want to talk to. I wonder who is at that number.
Nobody has been at that number since that song came out. It's unusable.
They won't assign it?
Huh?
They won't assign that number to anybody?
No, because every time they did, they would get such great... They'd be getting calls all day and all night. Right. I think they permanently retired it.
That's interesting.
Like from every exchange, too, or from every area code.
It's amazing.
That's what I read. It was years ago. Maybe they've brought it back, but see, now that, just from us, somebody's going to call that number.
Just to find out. See what happens.
Yeah. So find out. All you guys listening, call that number. It's 867-5309 in whatever area code you feel like, and let us know.
So our toll-free number where you can call in and talk on the radio, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, obviously there's always stuff in the news, but there's this opinion piece here that I thought would be interesting to take a look at. Because, you know, on the whole idea of people getting into other people's business, somebody saying to another person in public who they don't even know, you should be wearing a mask. And apparently he got this at this Vermont restaurant where he was at. So after having to give this false info,
I'm waiting for a fat lady to say that to me. You should be on a diet.
Right, as though it's any of their business. But, you know, some of them actually believe that they are at some sort of risk. Remember the guy that came over for the census the other day?
Yeah. He was crazy masky.
He came, he was on the streets today when, out in front of this restaurant where Aria and I were doing a photo op with the owner, and he came by, and I said, you know, I said hello to him because I know who he is. And, he of course had his mask on, and I introduced him to Aria, who, as you know, is, has been making a lot of waves in the lefty community recently.
I've been arguing with lefties all day on Facebook. She's been fun. I think I got some.
She stuck her hand out to greet him. And he almost did, but then he, like, kind of put his elbow out and, like, he pulled his hand back. It was, like, this awkward, it was so awkward. Like, his reaction was. So
it's natural when somebody goes to shake your hand.
To stick your hand out. Yeah. And then he said something about, had I read some book called The Plague, and I don't remember what the author was.
Oh, Camus. Yeah, yeah, Albert Camus.
Yeah, he asked me if I'd read that book.
It's good.
And he made some sort of point about how, you know, it was bad for us to not have masks on, and he moved on with his day.
Yeah, well, interestingly, in Camus, like, everybody died. I don't know if it was everybody in the village or, like, everybody on the planet.
I think that's what he was suggesting, is
but
that if we didn't
the
do...
The thing is, I don't see how we're going to achieve that if the Chinese can't come up with something that's a little bit more effective than a 99.5 survival rate. I mean, how many times...
Right.
You'd have to get it on average 100 times before everybody dies. Everybody would have to get it 100 times. How does that even happen? You're going to end up immune before that happens.
So there's I've seen multiple stories about this now, because I get the Google News updates on my phone, and so Google sends me stories that it thinks that I'll be interested in seeing, supposedly. And one of them is entitled, "What to Say When Your Friend Won't Wear a Mask Without Being an A-Hole," in parentheses there.
If anybody ever mentions that song to you, that book to you again, mm-hmm. Remind them that Camus was an absurdist, and absurd means false.
I wish you'd have been there for it.
I should have.
When you see someone, so I'm just going to jump into this here, and we'll see what they have to say. So how are they instructing people to behave about this? How are
oh,
they?
God, I don't know. I don't pay any attention to them.
That's what
They're
I want to do. I want to find out. When you see someone who's not wearing a mask, you might have the urge to scream at them, which is what happened yesterday in Manchester. We had some lunatic screaming at the top of their lungs out their car at us. It was a mask freedom event that we were doing in Manchester.
Yeah, see, that bothers me. I saw that happen to somebody else, and I was just like, you know, if somebody did that to me, I'd be like, hey, you want to throw hands right now? Because I'm down.
I suspect he wouldn't have wanted to get out of his car.
Yeah, he'd be terrified of me. Even if he beats me to a pulp, I'm going to bleed all over him.
Or at least strongly suggest they step 6 feet away from you. But it's not going to be as helpful as you might hope. We've all gotten the memo that the safest way to halt the spread of COVID-19 is to stay inside and practice social distancing.
We've all got the memo that all governments are liars.
Yeah, and he must have missed the memo that said that actually it was people who've been staying inside that are more likely to contract COVID-19 because their immune systems likely are weakened by the fact that they're not out and about getting sunlight, fresh air, interacting with other human beings, passing around a few germs here and there.
And he's also missed the memo that before it became a political issue, before anybody told him what to say, the World Health Organization said, you don't need masks,
yep.
You don't need masks, you
That's
don't
right.
need masks. And now they're saying, well, we lied because we didn't want people to panic. And it's like, and that's my reason for trusting
right.
you, really.
So you're admitting to
Good
a lie.
Good luck with that.
Right, yeah, leopard don't change its spots. So it says, when you go outside, you should wear a mask, both to prevent yourself from getting sick and also from unknowingly passing along the disease to others, which is, of course, pure fantasy because people are constantly, even if you did believe that were true about the mask, then you would have to, like, wear it properly and not touch it constantly and readjust it constantly and touch the other things that you're then touching, you know, after you touch the mask, you know, then you're touching everything else. And so, like, there's really no point. In fact, arguably, the masks are making things worse because people are contacting their face more often and contacting other surfaces with that.
But. Also, if you want to be thorough, you might want to put one on your butt in case you pooter.
You'd think we all know that, he says at this point, but we've all also noticed people on the street, in the stores, and sometimes at our socially distanced backyard family get-togethers.
Are they mad?
Walking around maskless like it's 2019 or something.
Tonight we're going to party like it's 2019.
855 450 free like freedom. And this, I don't think this is tongue-in-cheek. This is really what these people think.
It's so hard to recognize sarcasm now.
These mask people. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, whatever happened to the Reoccupy thing?
I don't know.
I looked last night. It was supposed to start yesterday in D.C. It was supposed to be in the park right across from the White House. And there's no evidence of this event happening yesterday. The Adbusters people, the folks who were behind the original Occupy in Zuccotti Park back in 2011.
Is their page up?
Their page is up. Their Twitter has been updated over the last 24 hours, but they have not mentioned anything happening in Washington, D.C. So
we could Twitter storm them.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that, but... you know, I
don't know either.
I thought there was supposed to. So there was supposed for those that don't know, there was supposed to be a 50-day-long occupation starting yesterday in Washington, D.C. that was supposed to terminate on Election Day.
I'll bet I know what they did. As soon as they got to the bridges or to the area where you cross over into D.C. to the city limits, they yelled real loud, "Ocupado!" So now they're just waiting.
By the way, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. If you know anything about what's going on in D.C., if anything's going on, we'd love to hear about that. We can also talk about the mask people and what they're being trained.
Mask people. That sounds like a science fiction movie.
It's almost like being in a crazy sci-fi movie.
Yeah, you know, nothing's real.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Invasion of the Face Snatchers. That's what we'll call it.
Hey, I do want to let you know.
My face right off my head.
About Divi. It is. A cryptocurrency that is pretty easy to use. In fact, they actually have a one-step masternode process, which I'm actually going to be going through here probably within the next week when I get around to having a moment to breathe. But DiviProject.org is where you can go to learn more about Divi. DiviProject.org. You can do masternodes with Divi easily. You can also stake Divi, and you can learn more about it and get started. By the way, the price of Divi earlier this year went up 10x. Now, it has gone down since then because that's what crypto does. It goes up and down, but a 10x increase is pretty sweet, and Free Talk Live is happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi and learn more. Divi Project, DiviProject.org. So I was sharing with you, Nobody, and you, our dear listeners, this story here from Men's Health. So I'm pretty sure it's not satire. Right, this is what
and these guys are this scared, and they're still calling it Men's Health.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's right. the author here is Michael Tedder. The article is "What to Say When Your Friend Won't Wear a Mask." Now, remember, this is for people talking to their friends, right? Because in real life, when you're not dealing with your friends, anything could happen. So I imagine that you're probably better off not saying anything to somebody in real life. But I'm wondering, what sort of advice are they going to give to people to try to persuade? Because they're please.
See, I'm a kind individual now, but if they'd done that to me when I was 18, I would have just bitch-smacked them.
If who'd done what to you?
If
your friends?
The screamers had come up. Screaming at me.
Right.
That's just, you can't do that.
Well, that's
to
the
people.
Thing. Some people are going to lash out violently.
Yeah. And some people are going to lash out of PTSD or whatever stuff they got going on in their brain.
Right. It's none of my business. I'm not going to say something to somebody wearing a mask. I'm not, like some people went through a Target recently. Did you hear about this?
And to take your masks off?
Yeah, I'm so rude.
Like, who do you think you are telling them to take their masks off? Yeah. They think they're safer with them.
Yeah, it's rude. I'm not going to get into somebody's business. But that's what this is about. This is about the mask people getting into the business of their friends here in a moment. Oh, and by the way...
Was I just hypocritical?
Dee Snider weighed in.
Because we just told a bunch of... Well, okay, these are people who tuned in to listen to our opinions, so we can give it to them. Okay.
That's true. It is talk radio. If you don't like it, tune out. But, just approaching some random person in public, that's not what I'm here to do.
No.
I just want to be left alone.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. So if I want to be left alone, I have to leave other people alone. It's none of my business what you wear. I don't care what you put on your face. It doesn't bother me personally what you do individually. However, I will say this, that the aggregate does bother me. The more people I see with masks on, the more frustrating it is out there because I feel like we're losing. Yeah. And I feel like we've lost the rebellious spirit of New Hampshire and the United States.
Have you read Illuminatus! Exclamation point?
No. Richard Onley loved that book, though.
Oh, it's wonderful. You've got to read it. And you'll get a lot of the inside jokes, because there's a lot of libertarian jokes in it. But one of the things that this guy did in his attempt to create chaos was leave, like, odd signs in places.
Like F them both 2020?
Things like that, but also more obscure. Like, there was one where it was a department store, and he left, clerks who leave the store or go to the door must, and it's like a poem, but it's broken. And just to create, and that's just how I feel, almost like I'm walking around and nothing fits.
Yeah, it's
nothing
bizarre.
Is right,
it's bizarre world.
And like I said last night, if I was going to empty the supply chain deliberately, putting a bunch of people out of work, closing food plants arbitrarily, it would be because I was prepping the way for an invasion. Or because I was preparing to defend against a full-scale revolution. I can't think of any other reasons that somebody would want to do that.
So let me continue here. So this guy's talking about folks who are into masks, who want their friends to come along with them, join them in their maskedness. So he says, from stubborn masculine pride to reactionary political ideology.
Hey, that sounds right.
The reasons why people are ignoring the advice of practically all medical experts. Well, not the doctor I was sitting with today.
No. But he's not an expert because he doesn't agree with them.
Right.
The experts are the ones who agree with them. The others are the starters.
And are as myriad and unknowable as the human psyche itself. And one only needs look at the horrifying and rapidly spreading numbers of infections and deaths. Well, they're not really... Deaths aren't really spreading.
And they're not really rising that fast either.
From COVID-19 to recognize the cost of this carelessness, shaming total strangers, if not family members, into wearing masks have become popular of late. It might be cathartic, but it's ultimately not effective, according to Daryl Appleton, a New York-based psychotherapist and Fortune 500 consultant who specializes in helping her clients amend unproductive behaviors. Quote, if you bully, threaten, or guilt someone to change, at worst, you will invoke primal defense mechanisms that will end in aggression, she says. There are more than enough viral videos of strangers reacting poorly to mask shaming to prove her point. Okay, that's probably true. Whether it's because they think the virus is a hoax or that masks are for wimps, they have their reasons for not wanting to wear them.
Why not both?
That's not to say that these are good reasons. They're not. But they are
not
reasons.
The science is settled.
Nonetheless, while you don't need to respect those reasons per se, you do have to respect what they mean to people. And also respect that it can be tough for people to let their justifications go. So we'll continue on how they plan to brainwash their friends here and how they're going to persuade them. Here in moments.
And if you're a Newtonian physics, remember, the science was settled.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says we'll see a coronavirus vaccine sooner rather than later.
Since January, America's brilliant doctors and scientists have been working around the clock. These are the best medical minds in the world by far, and the vaccines are going through the gold standard of clinical trials and very heavy emphasis placed on safety.
The president has a message for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's anti-vaccine theories are putting a lot of lives at risk, and they're only doing it for political reasons. It's very foolish.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Minnesota on Friday, as is his Democratic challenger Joe Biden. With the presidential election 46 days away, early voting underway in four states, including Minnesota, Virginia, South Dakota, and Wyoming. This is USA Radio News. A human-caused fire is only two-thirds contained and continuing to burn in California. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. Officials reporting the firefighter missing late last night. His body was found a short time ago. The blaze has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroying at least four homes. It's believed to have started by a smoke-making firework being set off during a family's baby gender reveal party.
A California family is claiming California Governor Gavin Newsom and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, trespassed on private property during the elected official's tour of fire damage in Fresno County. Newsom and Harris were photographed while surveying the damage caused by the creek fire, the family saying it was a photo opportunity to push their political agenda. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody. And I just wanted to say that I got $100 in my hand. Mm-hmm. And if somebody donates $100 to the show in the next 24 hours, I will match it.
Wow, are you to the show? Are you referring to?
I mean, to the satellite thing.
Oh, the satellite.
The thing you're doing. I want Africa to hear us, man. Yeah. They're dying of Ubuntu.
We're almost there. Actually, we've almost got enough to cover the African satellite at this point. The folks have been contributing over the last couple of weeks over at fund.lrn.fm. That's fund.lrn.fm, and we're up to I think $230 per month, and if we get to 250, then doubling that would be $500 per month, and so that should be enough to keep the African satellite on the air for sure.
Okay,
but,
groovy.
I mean,
well,
I'm not trying to take your offer off the table.
It's an escrow. If you get a $100 donation or $100 aggregate donation within the next 24 hours, kick it back. But otherwise, right. it goes in a buck.
Thank you for that. FUND.LRN.FM. It's for the LRN Liberty Radio Network satellite channels, which we've been talking a little bit about over the last couple of weeks, and I definitely would like them to continue, which is why I'm doubling, and now you're throwing in as well, doubling. So actually, technically, if somebody throws in $10 tomorrow, that will actually make it 30. because I'm doubling it, and then you are as well.
Wow.
So, we continue here. We're talking about the Men's Health. So, you know, must be right. It's a magazine called Men's Health. They must be telling the truth. You should be wearing a mask, they say.
They wouldn't let them make those shiny, shiny magazines unless everything was in it was true. Don't they tarnish if you put falsehoods in there?
Yeah, I mean, they must be telling the truth if they're in the magazine business, right? Because every other magazine's gone out of business, so only the ones telling the truth must be the ones that are left.
Or maybe somebody just wanted a narrower field, because a narrower field is always easier to control.
Yeah, indeed. And the magazine printer companies, publishers out there are massive mega corporations that have just insane amounts of influence.
Trivia question.
Yeah.
How many, if you wanted to find 90% of the broadcast licenses in America, how many corporations would you have to visit?
10.
I thought it was 6.
You might be right. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I think it's 6.
Yeah. I believe you.
And I actually think it's a significantly higher percentage, which comes back to that narrowing the field. Just food for thought.
We're going to continue with more on Men's Health and what they're saying to people. This is an article written to the mask folks who want to persuade their friends to jump on board with their bandwagon and mask up for safety, because safety to them is all that matters. Doesn't matter all the people that are committing suicide out there, losing their businesses, losing their jobs.
But they're committing suicide safe, and that's what counts. Nonetheless, if they've got the COVID, when they do it, they must have died of that.
All the people whose level of despair has risen dramatically, and even if they don't commit suicide, they may begin taking drugs again or drowning themselves in alcohol. None of those people's lives matter to them. It's only if they save one life, because all these other people
can
die.
Only the people who die of COVID matter.
Right.
You know? So, I haven't gotten a call from an addict in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that's not a good sign, because it means that they're not getting off it.
Mm.
You know? And it's not good.
We got more from that article on the way, but first, Brian is on the line in New Hampshire listening online. Go ahead, Brian.
All right. So here's something me and my roommate Max been going back and forth.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about the laws protecting the LGBT community from being fired?
Well, I don't think there should be any laws telling business owners who they can and can't hire or fire. So, does that answer the question?
I guess, yeah.
I'll add one thing to it, which is, yeah, I think business owners would be within their rights to do it. But if I walk up to your restaurant and I see a no this, no that, no the other thing allowed, except possibly no masks, I'm not going in.
Well, and that's the other thing. This business owner should be free to make discriminatory decisions on whatever factors they want to. And I want to know if a business owner is racist. I want to know if they are discriminating in some sort of ridiculous manner, because I want to refuse to go to that business. And if they have to hide it, which is what the government mandates force them to do right now, is they have to keep it quiet. They have to just quietly treat certain groups poorly than others, for instance. And I'd rather they just put that out on Front Street. Please, hang a placard out and tell me who you don't want there so I know to not go there too.
Yeah, it's like I'm technically bisexual. I guess heteroflexible, you would say. But, you know, if I walked out to Keene downtown, and 6 restaurants had a sign in their window that said, no LGBT, I would know that this was not the town for me. It was time for me to go
somewhere else.
And if nothing else, if you keep doing that, you all end up in the same towns, and you can get your rights, you know, you can...
That's good. That's
you
a good
take
thing.
It.
Yeah, I think
Malcolm X said to do.
That's what we need to have happen, and people sort of coalescing in certain places that reflect their values. Anyway, Brian, any other thoughts you want to share?
Nope, that's pretty much everything he said.
All right, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. You know, I was actually talking with a business owner today about, well, again, business owners should be free to make these decisions about masks as well, and they're not. Government is mandating that they have to tell their customers to put a mask on in a lot of places in the country. I would like to see what the business owners would choose if they weren't being forced by the threat of violence to do this. What business owners would choose to require masks, and then what business owners wouldn't choose? Right now, we don't get to see those choices being made because they're all being forced in one direction. But there is a business owner here in town who is refusing to enforce any sort of mask mandates on customers.
Oh, and it's so good.
And I'm really happy about that. And I was actually talking with her today. I said, well, what if there was, instead of discriminating and saying to people you can't come in with a mask, you don't want to do that, right? Like, you don't want to turn your customers away. What if you offered a mask-free discount? 5%, 10% off if you aren't wearing a mask.
If it was me, I'm not going to pay people not to wear a mask or ask people not not to
you
wear a mask.
You wouldn't ask them. You'd put signage up.
Well, what my signage would say would be mask optional.
Sure.
Because I'm pro-choice.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And you could do that, and that's not a bad idea. But some people still, you know, they're scared, right? And to be fair, she doesn't have any signs up at all saying one way or the other.
Yeah.
Which
I would interpret as mask optional.
Yeah, and but a lot of people don't, right? Like, a lot of people are afraid. They're afraid. They don't want to upset the business owner. They don't want to upset other people. And so what she says is that she judges based on how the person is sort of behaving or looking as to whether or not she feels like they would like to take the mask off. And she will actually broach the conversation with them. And then a lot of them will relievedly say, oh, thank goodness. And they'll take the mask off.
See, as someone who's run businesses, you know, if I was still selling weed out of the house like I used to, I would put up the mask optional sign, and the reason I would put it up, and I would also say no kibitzing, you know, don't hassle people.
Right. Or you get thrown out.
But and those things would both be on the sign, and that way anybody who walks up to my door and looks at that sign, he knows what he's going to get. Mm-hmm. And if he wants to turn around and walk away, that's cool. And the reason I do it that way is if he sees the sign and walks away, he's more likely to come back than if he comes in and talks to me and, like, gets mad at me or whatever.
Right. Yeah,
or I have to go through a personal thing with him. He'll chill out if it was just a sign.
Then it's just in his head.
Sooner. Yeah.
Then whatever conversation's going on is imaginary.
And, you know, if I was getting that a lot, I would probably make an agreement with some other dealer and say, if you insist on being in a masked location, go to this place.
But that's why I think offering a slight discount creates a different conversation in that person's head, because then they have to say to themselves, well, yeah, I could be talked to about this by other customers. Some people might look down their nose at me, but I could really use that 10% off. Maybe I should take my mask off.
See, in the case that I'm wrong, though, I wouldn't want that one guy to be a dollar short for something, take off his mask and get sick. So I don't want to have any impact on their decision.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airways. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
MechTech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Bitcoin.com has got a bunch of cool features that you're going to enjoy if you're brand new to Bitcoin or if you're experienced in it. You're going to learn some stuff over there at Bitcoin.com. You can go through their Getting Started area if you're brand new or if you've been around for a while and you want to get the latest news headlines. They do a news site over at news.bitcoin.com. You can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash through their local sales site over at local.bitcoin.com. And there are no ID requirements to sign up for that site. So there's a bunch of cool features. Go check them out. Get started at Bitcoin.com.
Well, I've got a very short thing that I'd like to interject, which is I think the chances of civil war in the next 4 years just got a lot lower.
Why?
Because Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Oh, yeah. Kudos to QA Vincent there in our DLive chat room for pointing that out. It is getting headlines all over the place right now. And that is another Supreme Court appointee that now Trump gets to make.
Probably, although they might try to run out the clock. It's not long till January, and they've done that in the last couple of terms.
So they could filibuster it, basically?
Maybe. I don't know what the numbers are. I don't watch these idiots that closely anymore. Because I'm just going to ignore whatever they say. Who the hell are
these people? These strangers putting on black robes expecting us to care about what they think?
Yeah. It's like you've been wearing it. You haven't even found the time to find something new to wear in 200 years, you people. Come on, update your uniforms.
So we're talking about the cowardly folks out there who are wearing masks because they're afraid of some kind of, impending doom or impending doom. And menshealth.com is apparently full of these people, and they've written an opinion piece about how to talk to people. How should the mask people talk to their friends and try to persuade them to come on board and join the fear train? So that's what we're going to continue to talk about here. But, of course, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Wow, now I want to do a we got to put the bug in the captain's ear to do a parody of Peace Train by Cat Stevens, mm-hmm. but do it as Fear Train.
The Fear Train.
We're on the Fear Train.
That's a great idea. So, since you brought that up, I've got to interject this now. I don't want to miss covering this.
You're going to make me interject.
Yeah, I got to interject this. So, you and I and Captain Kickass, you had come up with some lyrics, and we were talking about this. I think it was off the air, but you might have mentioned it on the air at one point. Changing the lyrics to Twisted Sisters, We're Not Gonna Take It.
We're just gonna take it.
Just gonna take it. And, you know, you came up with a few lines to the song, and, you know, the idea.
I wasn't sure how far you wanted me to go, because it did get
If you feel
forward.
Like going further, I don't know, if you feel like going further, you can.
Well, we're just gonna take it. Yeah, we're just gonna take it. We're just gonna take it like a whore.
Right.
Oh, no, the second line is supposed to be, yeah, we'll like it or fake it.
That's it.
Now I remember. Okay, I had to get that straight.
And it's great. And it's funny. And you would think that Twisted Sister might be on our side, but no, it turns out Dee Snider actually weighed in on this whole matter, so...
You twisted bitch!
Here's the update, USA Today, it's in relation to that Target story. So when people were walking around the Target harassing other customers who were wearing masks...
That's not a good technique. Whoever's doing that, stop, you're idiots.
It's obnoxious. It's as obnoxious as the mask people telling you something.
Exactly as obnoxious, yeah. Because they're as certain that they're right as the other side is that they're right.
It's
and
awful.
You don't get to be sure enough of things that you force them on unwilling others.
Right. So the people walking around the Target were also playing We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. So they had like a boombox or something
wow.
like that, right? So here's the update from...
So he didn't want... You see, you don't even know where he stands. He may be cursing this day, but he doesn't want to get canceled, because that's what they do to you if you disagree now. You're canceled. You can't work. You can't be on a show. You can't go out to the restaurant without having crazy people at your table.
Wait till we talk about restaurants later. I've got a doozy of a story coming out of Boston. Things are getting really insane with restaurants there. But first, Dee Snider, frontman of the 1980s metal band, tweeted in response to the viral video scolding the group, saying, quote, "No, these selfish expletives do not have my permission or blessing to use my song for their moronic cause." Now, maybe you're right.
If he got hired for that, he's overacting. Tone it down.
So maybe Snider, you know, you'd have to jump to a conclusion to say that he is in favor of masks, right? Because we think it's moronic what they were doing too, and we're against the masks.
Well, yeah, and that's actually true. Does he say anything else? Okay, in that case, I'm going to completely change my opinion. I think he's just saying they were idiots for yelling at people, and you're absolutely right, sis, and I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Yeah, so, and I don't have a link. Oh, no, here is a link. Let me pull up Dee Snider on Twitter and see if he tweeted anything else about this. I'll look at that a little bit closer and see if we can get any kind of idea as to what he actually thinks about this stuff. Because
for a tweeted E.
Some people out there in the entertainment business are absolutely against the masks, and they are speaking out against them.
Thank you.
Jim Brewer, the comedian, for instance. Dan Morrison, the singer, songwriter.
He's written an album about it, an album of protest songs. I've wanted to hear an album of protest songs ever since I heard Everything Made in the 60s, and it was stale because the issues were gone.
Sure. What's the song we were singing on the air the other night? With Medgar Evers.
Oh. It isn't nice to block the doorway.
It isn't nice
to go to jail. There are nicer ways to do it. But the nice ways always fail. It isn't nice. He told us once, he told us twice. But if that is freedom's price, I don't mind.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I love it.
And the first verse is still appropriate today, but then things get a little more time sensitive in the later verses.
Yeah, well, they're talking about, I mean, it's historically, it's good because talking about names that some people haven't heard, like Medgar Evers, who's a hero and should be remembered. He was a radio host, and he was murdered for speaking out about civil rights. So that's an important, say his name. I mean, not you, but in general.
So, Dee Snider replying September 17th, this is yesterday, to another tweet, which tagged him. The tweet he's replying to said, from Sin City Scott, he says, "I believe that eating undercooked chicken will give you salmonella. I don't believe that wearing a dirty rag over your face will stop the spread of a virus. We've all been wearing masks for months, and they haven't made a difference."
Has he got a mouse in his pocket? I ain't had no mask on yet, except a couple times at the bank.
Dee Snider responds saying, "Says Fox News, RNC Research,
POTUS? Those people.
Well, they are authorities who deal in nothing but facts. I think you can trust them. Hashtag sarcasm."
Well, you know, that's actually funny because these idiots that I was telling you about, that there's a trans girl who, like, trashed Aria.
I heard about
On Facebook, and one of the things that I read about us in there is they had a lot to say about freaking. One of the things that I read about us there is that we were anti-Trump or anti-mask Trump supporters.
What? That's
where they just assumed, and that seems to be what they're doing in a lot of ways, is they demonized Trump so much that they can just, if he takes a position on an issue that's unusual, all of a sudden anybody who does that thing is a Trump supporter. And, you know, I'd rather have him taken out and maimed than shake his hand. But
I only support him as far as I can laugh at him. I think he's entertaining.
Oh, he is a great troll.
Yeah.
He is epic in that.
He's Aria level troll.
Yes.
She's achieved that.
Trolled these people. They're hilarious.
Oh, yeah. So now I'm scrolling down Dee Snider's Twitter here, and there is a photograph, sadly, where Dee Snider is wearing a mask and holding an American flag. Uncle D wants you, and it's not showing the whole photograph for some reason, but I'm guessing it says something about to wear a mask. I can kind of see the other letters beneath it, so I'm afraid he is in favor of the mask. So, yeah, he is going to take it, and he is going to take it hard.
He's just going to take it like a whore.
It's so sad, but the author of We're Not Going to Take It is absolutely taking it and wants you to take it, too. Sorry to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least he hasn't come out and said people should be forced to wear it. So he's
not yet.
He's still within his rights to think badly of us.
That's true.
He just doesn't have to get to send men with clubs after.
So I will tell you coming up, but we've got more about how to persuade. We haven't even gotten into the techniques, right? So the maskies are, you know, wanting to bring more people on board with their belief system of fear, and they're going to try to persuade you. So we'll find out.
Somebody panic.
Yep. So we'll find out how that's going to happen coming up here in moments, and then we'll talk about what the fear people are doing down in Boston, so they can go to the restaurant without having to go inside. Because it's getting cold. It's getting cold. Start thinking about how could restaurants, where it's cold, allow people to eat outside.
Just burn it down.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.